天父，我们感谢你给我们有敬拜你的机会。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
你是愿意人来到你的跟前。
You desire for people to come before you.
所以我们今天就用心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
So today we worship you in spirit and in truth.
愿你帮助我们打开我们的心，完全地向着你。
Help us to open our hearts completely toward you.
叫我们接受你给我们一切的祝福与恩典。
That we may receive all of your blessings toward us.
当我们在这里敬拜你的时候，我们里面就充满了平安跟喜乐。
As we come together to worship you, our hearts are filled with peace and joy.
因为我们是你所创造的。
Because we are your creation.
我们是为着你的荣耀而被创造的。
And we are created for your glory.
你愿意我们这样来敬拜你。
You desire for this form of worship.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们里面觉得非常的平安，非常的满足。
As we worship you, we feel such peace and such satisfaction.
因为我们能够与永生的神在这里沟通。
Because we can have communion with this eternal God.
你是那样愿意来祝福你所造的人。
And you want so much to bless your creation.
但是今天你得着每个人的心，得着每一个的人。
May you receive each one of our hearts and each person here today.
愿你得着荣耀。
And may you receive all the glory.
祝福归给等候仰望你的人。
May our blessing be to those who wait upon you.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
请大家听我们读一段的圣经。
We'll read a passage for you.
是在新约约翰福音第七章37-38的两节。
In the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 37 and 38.
约翰福音七章37-38的两节。
John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
这几天啊，是过节期的日子。
In these few days, we have holidays coming up.
啊，我想大家可能肚子里面都填满了好吃的东西。
I think all of our stomachs are filled with goodies.
啊，不单只今天我们在地上有过节的日子。
Not only do we have holidays on earth.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，犹太人他们每年都有很大的节期。
In the time of Jesus, they also have great feasts, according to the Jewish custom.
他们就到耶路撒冷去过节。
And they had these feasts in Jerusalem.
啊，那耶稣是等到节期最末了啊的一天。
And this last day of the feast.
就是那个最大的日子。
On the biggest celebration day.
然后耶稣就站着高声说。
He stood and he cried out.
说人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
说信我的人，如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
你们有没有想过，为什么耶稣在节日末了最大的日子要问说？如果你渴了吗？你渴了吗？
Have you ever thought about why Jesus asked on this last day of the great feast if anyone's thirsty?
我不知道你们过节的时候渴不渴。
Are you thirsty while you're celebrating your holidays?
我相信大家知道这个渴是讲到你心灵里面的一些干渴。
I think you know that this thirst is speaking of a thirst in the spirit.
你说我过节以前非常渴。
You may say that before the holidays, I get thirsty.
因为我们就做工啊，读书啊，非常的辛苦，就渴望能够有节气。
Because we work, we go to school, we work so hard, we long for the holidays.
哦，所以我们就希望能够在过节的时候，我们大大的庆祝一下
大吃大喝，解决我的干渴。
So we really want to celebrate a great deal during the holidays to solve this problem of being hungry and thirsty.
但是很多时候，当节期到的末了的时候
，But a lot of times as you come to the end of the holidays,
或者是过完节的时候
，or after the holidays,
你就会觉得你里面真正的像你渴慕的那样有满足吗
？Do you really feel satisfied?
我记得我刚刚来美国的时候
I remember when I first came to the United States.
那个时候呢买汽车很便宜。
At the time, it was still quite cheap to buy a car.
我记得是我刚刚来那一年呢买一部 brand new 的 Ford, 1999块。
On the first year that I arrived, a brand new Ford will cost me $1,900.
这个是叫做 Pinto, 我不知道你们有没有还记不记得。
It was a Ford Pinto.
但是你知道那个车呀，但是 last 嘛。
You know, Ford Pintos don't last very long.
后来呢，我就发现呢，就是那一段日子里面，这个美国车很糟糕，所以这个日本车就开始慢慢慢慢的就钻进来了。
That was during a time when the American cars were losing its market to the Japanese cars.
那后来呢，有人就告诉我说，你要买美国车呢，你要问他是礼拜几造的。
Somebody told me that when I want to buy an American car, I ought to ask them on what day was this car built.
如果是礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四造的，可能 OK 啊。
If it was built on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, it might be okay.
所以 Monday 的你千万不要。
But don't buy a car that was built on a Monday.
因为这个过了周末呀，他们大大的庆祝，吃喝。完了以后没有心情去做，所以这个螺丝钉都没有上紧的。
Because people usually are kind of lackadaisical on a Monday after a weekend, so they don't even screw their screws in very tight.
礼拜五造的车也有问题。
Friday's cars have problems too.
因为他们就只想啊，这个周末我要怎么样玩，怎么样吃，怎么样喝。
Because people were already planning on what they were going to do on a weekend.
所以 maybe 正是这个原因，为什么现在这个汽车都用机器人造的。
That's probably why the cars now are all built by robots.
但是我实在要跟大家讲，就是说这个节期我们有很大的盼望，很大的 expectation.
But what I want to say is we have really high expectations as we enter holidays.
但是很可惜啊，当我们过完节的时候，我不知道你们有没有感觉，好像更空虚。
But I don't know if you feel this way. After the holidays, you feel even more empty.
我们希望得到的，我们努力去争取的，你得到以后，好像又觉得好像不怎么样。
After you've had all these things you expected or you anticipated, you strove for, after you receive these things, you don't feel that much different.
所以耶稣特别是在节期的末了，他还说你渴了吗？说你口渴的要到我这里来喝。
That's why Jesus said on the last day of the feast, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
So 今天跟大家分享的题目就是你渴吗
？So my topic today is, are you thirsty?
今天在我们生命的里面，我觉得每个人我们都一直希望得到满足。
I think all of us seek for satisfaction in our lives.
所以我们一直所抓的、所追求的
，So we're grasping for, we're seeking for,
都是一些。碰得到抓得着或者说是一些属物质的东西
Things that we can touch, we can see, we can grasp the material things
但是你越抓好像里面就有一种的不满足的感觉
But it feels like the more you grasp for these things the more you feel a lack of satisfaction
今天我知道人啊因着这物质的东西呢有一点疯狂
I think these days people go a little nuts for material things
我几个月以前，我在一个诗上看到一篇小文章。
A few weeks ago, I saw an article in a newspaper.
这里呢，就是里面这个题目叫做，是中国的，讲中国的。
It's an article about mainland China.
说国歌变古歌，狂嚎暴富梦想。
The title reads something along the line of the turning a national.Anthem into a song about stocks, how they dream about wealth.
你知道你们，如果你是从中国大陆来的，你知道在过去的一年里面，这个股票翻了几个跟头啊。
If you're from mainland China, you know about mainland China. You know in the past year, their stock has had a tremendous increase.
所以现在是全民炒股。
So everyone in China are involved in stocks.
所以我看到这篇文章呢，我里面觉得不是很是滋味。
So I feel a little bit uncomfortable as I read this article.
是我们这个伟大的中华共民国、中华人民共和国的国歌，那么伟大的歌，现在改成个炒股票的歌。
This great national anthem, the People's Republic of China, has not been turned into a song about stocks.
但是呢，我觉得它这个改的惟俏惟妙，好像我觉得还是跟你们讲一讲好。
But it's kind of interesting how they turned the song around, and I want to share this with you.
如果你们会这个国歌的国中国的国歌，你们觉得更有意思啊。
For those who know the lyrics to the national anthem of China, it's even more interesting.
就说，亲爱还没有开户的人们。
It says, "Arise, you who have yet to trade in the stock market."
把你们的资金全部投入肉人的股市。
Put all your resources into this lucrative market.
中华民族到了最疯狂的时刻。
The Chinese nation has gone wild in this moment.
每个人们都激情地发出买入的吼声。
Everyone is buying stocks crazily, for they will soon surge up.
快涨，快涨，快涨。
Surge up, up, and up.
我们万众一心。
We're all of the same mind.
怀着暴富的梦想，前进，前进，前进，进。
Dreaming to become millionaires and rushing onward, onward, onward.
你就看到这个人一直在希望得着这些的东西。
So people really want these things.
就是这些物质的东西就充满了我们的里面，叫我们一直的去抓，去抓，去抓。
The desire for material things have caused us to continue to grasp and grasp.
但是当我们抓到这些东西，我们真正的有满足吗？
But once we have grasped onto these things, are we satisfied?
还有一首大油诗。
Another interesting song.
这个不是现代的，是古的 古一点的。
It's an ancient song.
这一首大油诗呢，我觉得很有深度。
And I think it's very deep.
不像刚才那个，就买呀买呀买呀，那么没有深度。
It's not shallow like buying stock, buying stock.
但是它里面呢，的确也非常的描写我们人的一些的心态。
And it describes really a mentality of the human nature.
这首诗说，终日奔波只为饥。
It says, I toil all day to quench my hunger.
方才一饱便思衣。
And once I have food, I seek better clothing.
说衣食两般驱已足。
When both my need for food and clothing is met,
又想交友美貌妻。
I yearn for a beautiful wife as a partner.
说娶得美妻生下子。
After my wife had borne me a son,
恨无田地少根基，要买房子。
I long for more property for security, need to buy a house.
说良田智德多广阔，有房子还有 apartment 收租。
Having hoarded up acres after acres of field, so not only do you have a house, you have a rental property you can rent out.
出入又嫌少马骑。
I find myself looking for a ride for my trip.
说槽头扣得牛和马，这个 Benz 跟 Mercedes， 这个那个 BMW 都有了。
Then after my stable is filled with horses and mules or Mercedes and BMWs.
恐无官职被人欺。
I still feel insecure without having an official status.
要做官了啊。
You want status.
说七品县官还嫌小，小官没有用。
A mayoral position appears too insignificant.
又想朝中挂紫衣，要做官要到北京或者到华盛顿去做。
I covet the honor of serving in the imperial court in Beijing or Washington, D.C. This guy has a really great dream.
说一品当朝为宰相，哎呦。
Later, when I become the prime minister,
还想山河夺地基，想做皇帝。
I succeed in scheming for the throne. He wants to be the king.
哦，这个人厉害，心满意足为天子啊。
As the emperor, my heart seems to be satisfied.
又抢长生不老期。
Yet I continue to seek longevity.
一旦求得长生药，
Dreaming once I enjoy never-ending life.
再跟上帝问高低。
I am going to wrestle against God.
这个结论是：要问世人心田足，除非南柯 一梦兮。
The conclusion is, how can a man's heart ever be satisfied? Such a scenario will only exist in a dream.
你看到这个句子，我觉得对我们人生的形容非常的有深度。
And I think it's a very deep and interesting description of human being.
就是我们一直在这里抓得到这些物质的东西，但是你发现物质的东西在人的身上了。你没有得到的时候，这个东西很有吸引力。
We keep grasping for material things, but you'll discover before you have this thing seems very attractive to you.
当你得到之后，可能满足一会儿。
Well, once you get it, you may be satisfied for a little while.
但是这个东西有个钩子在后面。
But there's a hook behind it.
这个木质的东西，你越得到呢，好像那里面就产生一个更大的。虚空更大的需要。
But one, it seems like once you receive one thing, the hole gets bigger and you want more.
所以你就一直要去抓，要去抓，要去抓，要去抓。
You keep grasping for more.
但是你抓来抓去，你好像里面还没有真正的满足。
But even as you keep grasping, you still feel like you're not wholly satisfied.
我就想到一节圣经。
This reminds me of a verse in the Bible.
在圣经里面你们不用翻了，在旧约阿摩斯书里面。神向人说了一句话。
It was in the Old Testament in Amos, God said this to the people.
就阿摩斯书八章十一节那里说，主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11, Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or thirst for water, but rather for the hearing of words of the Lord.
你知道这里神说，说有一天呢，到一个时刻，我有一种饥荒要在地上发生。
So God said, I will send a famine onto the land.
这个饥荒是什么呢？
What kind of famine is this?
说饥饿不是因为没有饼吃，干渴不是因为没有水喝。
Not because you're hungry and longing for bread, or thirsty longing for water.
大家想一想，这个情况是不是像今天这个情况
？Isn't it kind of like how the condition is today in this day and age?
你今天问问人，你满不满足
？If you ask people today, are you satisfied?
我知道你们这一块啊，这一片啊，标普这一块是这个。在西雅图可能是收入很高的地方。
And I know Bellevue, in the Seattle metro area is a high income area.
啊，这边的房子我看都很漂亮啊。
We have pretty houses in this neighborhood.
你们这里的人呢，好像这个教育程度也很高。
And people here have a higher education, standards.
那我是从这个旧金山。Peninsula 湾区那一带来的，我们那个收入也不低。
I come from the Bay Area. Our income in Bay Area is not quite. It's not too shabby either.
我们的房子可能比你们漂亮，但是比你们贵。
Our houses may not look as nice as yours, but it's more expensive than yours.
我们那边呢，这个什么史丹福啊、伯克莱了，这个这学问也都不错的。
And we've got Stanford, we've got Berkeley in our area, so it's good education.
但我不知道你们这里的人怎么样。
I don't know what you guys are like.
但是我发现我们那里的人呢，并不快乐，也并不满足。
But I find that people in the Bay Area are not very happy or satisfied.
因为你告诉我们说，这个离婚率最高的就是在我们那里。
Well, I was told that the Bay Area has the highest divorce rate.
啊，就是那边，我就然后就发现，收入越高，学问越大，好像成就越大的，家庭并不美满。
So I find, even though you have high income or you have high education, it doesn't guarantee you have that you have a happy family.
你就看到这些人，他吃的有了，穿的有了，工作也有了，甚至学问也有了，但是他里面没有满足。
But you find these people, they have clothing, they have cars, they have jobs, they have income, but they don't have satisfaction.
我现在是很佩服你们这些做父母的。
I really have great respect for parents.
就是尤其是现在做父母的，在美国这个好环境做父母的。
Parents of kids who are living in America in this comfortable environment.
我记得我们家我们有六个兄弟姐妹，我觉得我父母养我们好像很简单。
In my family, I had six siblings, and I felt like my parents had an easy job raising us.
说给你饭吃，给你衣服穿，给你读书书，你还想要什么？
Their attitude is, what else do you want? I give you food, I give you an education, I give you clothes on your back.
我觉得好像上一代做父母的 并不 太辛苦啊。
I feel that last generation of parents didn't have to work all that hard.
但是我看到你们这些啊，特别是有 teenager 的孩子在家里这个父母，一个一个的都整天地跪在神面前祷告。
I feel like the parents today, who, especially those who have teenagers at home, really are just bowing every day and praying to God every day.
因为你们没有办法。
Because you don't know what to do.
你不知道你家里这个大小姐、一个大少爷今天为什么这张脸是长长的。
You don't understand why your precious son and daughter always have a long face.
啊，你给他这个。OK.
You give him this, he just says OK. Or that he doesn't want.
你整天就回来，整天就关上门来就上网，跟你没有话好讲。
And they close their doors, they get online, they have nothing to say to you.
好像全世界都欠了他们债。
It's like the whole world owes them something.
好像神人都得罪他们。
It's everybody has offended them.
他们里面没有喜乐，
没
有满足。
There's no joy in these teenagers' hearts.
你看到吗？这是神所说的那个时候。
This is the time of famine that God is talking about.
因为人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。
Not a famine for bread or thirst for water.
因为人以为你饿了给你东西吃解决了，其实这个问题并不算真正的大问题啊。
Because from a human perspective, you're hungry, give you a little bread and you're filled, and that's not a problem.
很多人口个个都吃饱，也这个问题也是不小的。
Except for China, we have so many people, so filling all those people may be a bit of a problem.
但是饥干渴非因无水，这个问题也很麻烦啊。你说如果你渴了给你点水喝就完了吗？
A thirst for water, isn't it as simple as just giving you some water?
我们菜鸟这是讲到生命的里面的需要。
But you have to realize that this is talking about a need for life.
其实人生一切的答案圣经里面都有讲。
You'll know that all the questions you have about life, you can find your answers in the Bible.
在圣经传道书三章十一节那里就告诉我们这个答案。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 gives you the answer.
说神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生或者又将永远安置在世人的心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
Ecclesiastes 3:11, He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their hearts, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
说神造万物各按其时都是美好的。
God has made everything appropriate in its time. It's all good.
但是他把一个永远安置在人的心里面。
But he put eternity in man's heart.
说然而神做的从始至终的作为，说人不能够参透。
Yet men will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
你可以去抓，你可以去赚，你可以去抢，你可以得到很多的东西，你一直得，但是你里面没有满足。
You can go grasp, you can go earn, you can go steal all these things, but you will not have satisfaction.
如果你不来问神的话，如果你不来读圣经的话，你就没有办法参透你里面的问题。
Unless you come to God, unless you read the Bible, you will not figure out why you feel so lost.
所以神说，神从始至终做的人不能够参透，不是神不愿意告诉人，是人不来寻求神。
When God said that man will not find out the work what God has done from the beginning, it's not because God doesn't want to tell you, it's because man does not want to seek it.
所以你只有来到神的跟前。
Only if you come before God.
所以人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，是因为什么呢？是因为他们不听，不来问，不来读神的话。
The famine not for bread, thirst not for water, is because we have not come to the word of God.
因为在神的话里面告诉我们生命的答案。
In the word of God, there is answer to your life.
因为神造的人是把一个永远的性质，永远的一个生命，这一个要求放在人的心中。
Because when God created man, he placed eternity in our hearts, a desire for eternity in man's heart.
因为人跟其他的动物活物都不一样。
Because people are different from any animal, any other living organism.
因为人是有灵魂的。
Because people have souls.
你可能说你开刀，我看不见有灵魂。
You may say that when you open up a person on a surgery table, you don't see his spirit or soul.
但今天神没有叫我们只是用我们的思想、头脑来去寻求真理。
But God is not asking us to seek His truth with our mind, with our own understanding, only with our mind.
是要用我们的心去探讨真理。
He asks us to seek the truth with our hearts.
有人说你这个心跟这个思想有什么分别呢？
You might ask, what is the difference between your heart and your mind?
有人告诉我们呢，这个头脑知识跟你的心呢，这里差多少？大概差一尺半吧啊。
I was told that there's about a foot and a half between your head and your heart.
但是那个分别就是天堂与地狱的分别。
But the separation is as of heaven and hell.
因为如果你光光用你的头脑去分析一些的知识
，Because you only try to digest information with your head,
你没有办法寻找神。
You can never find God.
因为神告诉我们说，你来到神的面前，你必须要用心灵跟诚实。
Because God calls us to seek Him with our spirit and our truth.
今天很多时候，你说我在实验室里面没有证明有神。
A lot of people say today that I cannot prove God in a laboratory.
但是当你闭上眼睛，当你安静在神的跟前的时候，你就可以告诉你说。难道真是没有神吗？难道我就像一只猪、一只鸡、一只狗，死了就完蛋了吗
？But when you close your eyes, you meditate before God. You ask the question: Is there really no God? Am I just like a pig or a chicken and dies without an end?
中国人说：“人为万物之灵。”
There's a Chinese saying that people are the spirit of all things.
也就是人是万物里面最高级的。
Means that men are the highest creation of all beings.
为什么他这么高级
？Why are we ranked so high?
因为人是神所创造里面把一个永远放在我们里面。
Because God placed eternity in us, in people.
这也是为什么神，你说神既然整天说神爱世人，为什么给我们这种的饥荒呢？这可怕的饥荒呢？饥饿非人无饼，干渴非人无水，这种饥荒呢？
So then you ask, if God loves people so much, why does He give us famine? Famine for not for bread, thirst not for water.
你知道这个饥荒是要命的。
This kind of famine will take your life.
因为你看到那些人呢，你真是给他吃他又不行，给他喝他也不行，你逗他笑他也不行，就是里面就是说不出来这种的不满足啊。
People are in this kind of famine, they have the satisfaction that they can't explain. Not food, no drink, nothing can satisfy them, can cheer them up.
你说这样神一定是不爱人啊，叫我们这么痛苦。
You might say God must not love people because he allow us to suffer like this.
正好相反。
But the truth is the opposite.
神因为爱你才给你这种饥荒。
Because God loves you, He will allow you to go through such a famine.
你说如果我这个人，尤其中国人，肚子不会饿，这个多好。
You say, wouldn't it be great if I never get hungry?
特别是中国人。
Especially for the Chinese.
中国人吃啊，洗呀，切呀，买呀，煲汤啊，研究啊，不知道花多少时间。为了这个肚子饿的问题解决。
For a Chinese, in order to satisfy your stomach, you spend so much time buying, dicing, brewing, cutting, cooking.
你说我不会饿，这个省了多少事情啊？世界就进步很多嘛。
You may want
把吃饭这些的时间都去工作，那多好。
You may say, wouldn't the world be much more advanced if I can just save this time for eating and just work during this time?
你说我不会有渴的感觉也很好吧。
You might also say, wouldn't it be great if I never get thirsty?
你说我不会痛，这个感觉更好。如果人家掐我不痛啊，你该打我吧，你打来我也不痛。
It's even better if you never feel pain. If people can pinch you and hit you, you don't feel pain.
我这个多部分部分身体多冷啊，怎么样啊，我都不会发烧啊，那也很好。
Or how about if we never get sick? Wouldn't it be great?
弟兄姊妹。你知道，如果有一天你不饿不渴的时候，你里面就是身体有大问题了。
But you know, on the day when you don't feel thirsty or hungry, there's something wrong with your body.
神叫我们会饿会渴，是为了保存我们的性命。
God allows us the ability to feel hunger and thirst in order to preserve our life.
知道我们什么时候需要补充。
To know when we need sustenance.
神让我们可以发烧， 是叫我们防备，知道你里面这个脓已经长大了，如果你不发烧，你哈哈大笑，你里面就没得救了。
God calls you to have fever to know that there is an infection in your body.
知道你会痛，也是对你一个保护啊。
The sense of pain is also protection for you.
同样，神爱我们，叫我们在物质的环境里面没有满足。
In the same way, because God loves us, He gives us the sense of dissatisfaction.
叫我们得到许多许多东西。在我们里面还是觉得虚空虚空不满足发慌。
We may have a lot of material things, but we still feel that inside we're empty, we're dissatisfied, and we're in a famine.
这是因为神的爱。
That's because God's love.
他叫我们认识我们所需要的是超过物质这个范围里面。
He calls us to know what we need is beyond this material world.
他叫我们看到我们里面有一个永远的东西是需要来解决的。
He calls us to see that this matter of eternity needs to be dealt with in us.
我刚才我所读的那个打油诗对我们是一个很清楚的形容。
The Chinese poem that I read earlier is a clear description of what a human being is like.
耶稣在那里告诉我们。
But Jesus tells us.
说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人就从就如经上所说，从我腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣在约翰福音第四章那里告诉我们说，说凡喝这个水呀、啊、
John chapter 4, Jesus also said,
凡喝这个水的，啊，我喝一点。
Anyone who drinks from this water.
还会再渴。
We'll still get thirsty.
说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要插在里头，成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water spring up to eternal life.
什么叫做永生
？What is eternal life?
永远的生命。
A life that lasts for eternity.
你里面有这个需要。
You have this need in you.
因为你的灵魂是永存的。
Because your soul is everlasting.
所以因着你有一个永存的这个 dimension, 这一个层面。
Because in human beings, we have an eternal dimension.
所以你得到一些暂时的，不管你得多少，你里面还是没有满足。
That's why no matter how much of, temporary things you receive, you still don't have
satisfaction. 神爱我们。
God loves us.
他不要我们忽略了人最重要的那一个层面。
He doesn't want us to forget this very important dimension that we have in us.
所以他就把一个饥荒，叫我们里面感觉得到。
So he allows us to feel a famine inside.
我们可以拥有所有的东西。
We can have everything in the world.
我们拥有所有的财富。
We can have all the wealth in the world.
我们拥有所有的知识。
We can have all the knowledge in the world.
我们所有的地位。
All the positions in the world.
或者所有啊，美貌的妻子，可爱的孙子。
Or the most beautiful wife,
the most,
the smartest son, the cutest grandchildren. You have all these things.
但是你里面，当你安静下来的时候，你里面没有满足，没有平安。
But when you quiet down, you find that you have not satisfied yourself inside.
不是你的问题。
It's not your problem.
是神让我们去寻求真理的一条路。
It's a way for God to remind you that you ought to seek truth.
因为每一个人。都跟你一样有同样的问题，只要你是人。
Because everybody, so long as you're a person, you have the same problem.
因为地上一些的学说，因为地上一些的说法，所以叫人今天好像觉得没有神。
Because of what's been taught on this earth, a lot of people feel that there's no God.
因为一些世上一些政治的利益的关系，他们觉得人死如灯灭。这个物质就是物质，就你死了就完了。
And because of some political teachings in some countries, people feel that you just once you die, it's like putting out a light, you're just gone.
在压力的底下，在不断的运动的当中，你可能会不去想这些人生的意义。
Under much pressure, much activities that you're doing, you may not have time to think about the true meaning of life.
但是当自由的环境、丰富的物质来。
满足你的时候，你才发现原来我们还有更高一层的需要。
But when you're living in a comfortable place, when you have got everything you ever needed, you start to think about your higher dimension.
所以我们就需要来听神的话。
So we need to come and listen to the word of God.
今天为什么耶稣说凡渴的可以到我这里来喝呢？
Why does Jesus say that if anyone is thirsty, he can come to me?
为什么他说信我的人如经上所说要从他腹中流出活水的江河来呢？
Why does he say that for those who believe from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water?
这里讲的是什么呢？
What is he referring to?
是讲到人跟神的关系。
He is talking about the relationship between man and God.
为什么我今天觉得神跟我很远呢？
And you may ask, why do I feel that God is so far away from me?
这个就是为什么神要把耶稣基督差派到地上。
That is the very reason why God sent Jesus into this world.
圣经里面告诉我们说
Bible has told us
神爱世人
that God loves the world.
这是一个绝对没有条件，这是一个绝对大家承认的一件事情。
It's a fact, it's unconditional, it's something that everyone agrees on.
所以这个世人就包括世上所有的人。
The world includes all the people of the world.
是包括有学问的，没有学问的，包括中国人，美国人，包括黑人，包括白人，包括黄种人，所有的人。
It includes the educated, the uneducated, the Chinese, the Americans, the blacks, the whites, anyone.
不是光光。神不过光光是爱你们这些头脑发达的这些人。
God doesn't only love those who are advanced in knowledge.
神也爱乡下老太太，她没有很多学问的人。
But God also loves an elderly woman in a rural village.
所以他爱的方法是给所有的人，是所有的人都要有条件来接受的。
The way God loves is for everyone. Everyone has a chance to accept.
他需要人做什么呢？
What does he want from people?
他就把他的救恩做好了。
He finished his salvation.
他的为什么神要把他的救恩给我们呢？
And why does God want to give us his salvation?
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
他是绝对公义的神。
He's an absolutely just God.
他是绝对圣洁的神。
And he's an absolutely holy God.
但他又是一个绝对慈爱的神。
He's also an absolutely merciful God.
今天在地上任何的人
Anyone in this world,
从小孩子出生会讲话，没有多久你就发现，在他的身上有一些神不喜悦的东西。
Even from a very young baby, you will find in its life, he has some characters that is not pleasing to God.
你就发现你的孩子、你的孙子，你没有教他说谎话，你没有教他会妒忌人。有一天你发现，哎呀，不得了啊，这个孩子会骗我。
You find in your kids and grandkids, even though you've never taught them to lie or never taught them to be jealous, one day you'll find out he's trying to cheat you.
你就会发现他会妒忌他姐姐了。
You'll find out the little sister is jealous of her sister.
你再发现我们人大了以后，我们会有恨，会有贪。
You discovered as we grow older, we can hate, we can be greedy.
再发现我们会有一些不好的思想。我们不单只有不好的思想，我们甚至有一些不正当的行为。
You find out not only will you have some bad thoughts, your bad thoughts will sometimes turn to bad behavior.
你就慢慢慢慢慢慢你就发现，圣经里面所讲的，在人心的里面好像没有什么良善。
Slowly you find out that there is nothing good in a man's heart, like the Bible says.
这就是为什么今天人跟神没有办法沟通。
That is why it's impossible for men to commune with God.
因为圣经告诉我们说，当罪进到世界里面来，当罪进到人的身上来面，我们与神的关系就停止了。
Because Bible tells us when sin entered people's life, our relationship with God is cut off.
圣经里面用死说，你们从前你们的灵是死在罪恶过犯当中。
The Bible says you were dead in your sins and transgressions.
因为当一罪进到人的里面，我们与这位公义、绝对圣洁的神，我们就没有了交通。
Because when sin enters our life, we no longer have communication with this absolutely holy and just God.
不单是我们没有交通，我们还怕神。
Not only do we not have communication with him, we turn out to be afraid of him.
我们不单是怕神，我们也怕死。
We are afraid of God and we're afraid of death.
圣经里面说什么？
What does the Bible say?
说按着定命，人人都有一死。
这句话没有人敢否定。
Everyone will have a day when they die. You cannot deny that.
但是后面还有一句话，很多人就不敢去想。
But there's a verse that follows it. We don't think about it much.
死后且有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
因着审判，今天我们才怕死。
We're afraid of death because we're afraid of the judgment.
所以今天有很多的学说，很多的主义，叫人不怕死的话，那你就叫人觉得人死之后就什么都完蛋了啊，后面没有下文了，也没有审判了，所以这些人就可以为了他的主义而拼命，不怕死。
The teachings that teach you to not afraid of death is because they teach you there's nothing after death, so you can just work as hard as you want until you die.
但是当你心平气和，在你完全自由的思想的环境里面，你不能够接受，也不会相信这一个学说。
But if you think about it, if you quiet down your heart and think about it, you cannot accept such a teaching.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
他知道我们的惧怕。
And he knows our fears.
他也知道他的要求。
And he knows what he wants from us.
因为在永恒的里面是不会有罪存在的。
Because in eternity, there is no sin.
因为在永恒的里面，那个有公义、有圣洁、有慈爱。
In eternity, there is holiness, righteousness, and there is mercy.
神怎么爱我们？
How God has loved us.
这几天是圣诞节。
In a couple of days, you have Christmas coming up.
大家知不知道圣诞节的意思？
Do you know the meaning of Christmas?
很多人在那里庆祝，在那里疯狂，在那里赚钱做生意。
A lot of people are doing a lot of business during Christmas time, and they're very busy.
但是这个日子是纪念神的儿子耶稣基督诞生降到世上。
But this is a day where we remember the Son of God, Jesus, being born into this world.
当耶稣诞生的时候，圣经里面告诉我们，天使说：“我要告诉你们一个大好的消息。”
When Jesus
是关乎万民的。
When Jesus was born, the angel said, "I will proclaim to you a great news that concerns all men."
不光光是关乎西方，不光光是关乎犹太人，是关乎所有的人。
Not only concerning the Westerners, not only concerning the Jews, but concerning all men.
因为今天在大卫的城里面为你们生了救主。
Because today in the city of David, a Savior has been born.
为什么他称为救主？
Why was he called a Savior?
因为他来到地上，他的降生并不是最重要。
Because his birth is not the most important thing.
圣经里面特别是叫我们纪念他的死。
The Bible specifically wants us to remember his death.
耶稣基督降生是为了来到地上钉十字架。
The birth of Jesus is for his future, which is to be crucified on a cross.
他降生的目的是为了死。
The purpose of his death is for his death.
你们有没有听过一个字叫做代罪的羔羊？
Have you ever heard of this phrase, the redemption lamb?
这个字是从耶稣基督的起源开始。
And that is.That phrase is speaking of Jesus.
他是那位没有罪、没有瑕疵的神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God that is without blemish.
他来到地上，唯一的目的就是要替世上所有的人背负人的罪孽。
His only purpose for coming to this world is to take up the sin of all the people.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
他可以替人类接受神在公义的底下对罪的审判。
He can take up the judgment God has in His righteousness.
这是神的智慧，不是我们的智慧。我们可能了解不清。
Son of God and not our own, so we may not completely understand it.
神差派他的儿子来到地上，替人类接受神公义的审判。
God sent His Son into the world, so in our place, He received God's judgment against sin.
他成为那个代罪的羔羊。
He became the redemption lamb.
今天人需要做什么呢？
What do people need to do today?
你不需要做什么。
You don't need to do anything.
但是你需要承认，你需要神的赦免。
But you need to admit that you need God's forgiveness.
你需要承认，你现在有罪。
You need to confess that you have sinned.
你说我比别人多好。
You may say I'm better than everybody.
但是我承认你比别人好，甚至我觉得你比我还好。
I can admit that too, that you're better than everybody, even me.
但是在公义的要求底下，你是不是一个罪人？
But under the requirement of absolute of holiness, are you a sinner?
你可能是全世界最好的人。
You could be the best person in the world.
但是你仍然需要耶稣基督的宝血。 来洗净你身上的罪。
But you still need the blood of Jesus to cleanse your sin.
神给的救恩是给每一个人。
Salvation is for everyone.
所以不是每个人，如果有条件的话，不是每个人都有条件来达到。
And it's not that everyone has a condition to reach.
所以神给人的要求乃是一个最基本简单的条件。
So God gives you the most simple and easiest requirement.
是叫一切信他的。
For all those who believe in him.
你要得到神的赦免，耶稣的救恩吗？
Do you want to receive the salvation of Jesus, the forgiveness of God? That has already been done for you.
但是最起码你有一件事你要做。
But you have to do the very least thing.
你要相信。
That is just to believe.
你要接受他为你的罪流血赦免。
And to accept that for your sin, he bled and died.
如果你不接受，他没有办法救你。
If you don't accept that, he can't save you.
什么叫做叫一切信他的？
What does it mean for all those who believe in him?
就是接受耶稣为你所做的。
That means to accept what Jesus has done for you.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For all those who believe in him will not perish but have life eternal.
在圣经里面约翰一书第一章第八到九节那里告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 1, 8 and 9.
说我们如果说自己无罪。
It says, if we say that we're without sin,
便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgiveness, to forgive us of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
如果你说你自己没有罪，神没办法不帮助你。
If you say that you have no sin, that God can't help you.
如果你认自己罪，神是信实，是可信的，他是公义的，他必赦免你的罪，洗净你一切的不义。
But if you confess your sin, God is faithful, He is righteous to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书第二章第一节第二节。
And First John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
说如若有人犯罪，在父神那里有一位中保。就是那义者耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不单只为我们的罪，也为普天下人的罪。
It says, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
神的礼物就是这么简单。
This is how simple the gift of God is.
神要把永生给每一个人。
He wants to give eternal life to everyone.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他把他的独生子赐给我们。
He has given us his only son.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he's the son of God.
他为我们罪死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
但是神叫他从死里复活，因为他是神的儿子。
But God caused him to resurrect from the dead because he is the son of God.
所以他就成为人中间那个中保，中间那个老保。
So he became the guarantee between man and God.
所以我们因信他，
because we believe in him,
神就接受我们，
God accepts us.
就称我们为对了，称因信称义。
He calls us righteous.
只因为我们借着我们的主耶稣基督与神就相合。
We are reconciled to God because of Lord Jesus.
为什么圣诞节说这是一个大好的信息，要传给万民的呢？
Why is the message of Christmas a great news for all men?
因为耶稣来是要所有的人得到。永远的生命。
Because Jesus came for all men to receive eternal
life. 得到心里面真正的满足。
To find true satisfaction in their hearts.
得到赦免。
To have their sins forgiven.
叫一切信他的。
So all who believe in him.
不至灭亡。
Will not perish.
是讲到你的灵魂不至灭亡。
Your soul, your spirit will not perish.
反得永生。
But have life eternal.
这是神给我们的福音。
This is the gospel from God.
什么叫做福音？福音就是好消息。
Gospel means good news.
是要关乎每一个人的。
And it's concerning everyone.
你不需要做什么事情。
You don't need to do anything.
你需要接受。
Just to
你需要愿意。
Just to be willing.
当你真正信了耶稣的人。
And those who truly believe in Jesus.
你就发现，你接受耶稣那一刻，你里面担子就没有了，你就有平安跟喜乐。
You discover the moment you accept, your burden is gone from your heart. You have peace and joy.
今天在的每一位。
For all of you who are seated here today.
都是有福的人。
You are blessed.
因为你听到了好消息。
Because you have heard the good news.
你听到了这个有福气的消息。
You heard this news that's full of blessing.
你只要接受。
You just need to accept.
你只要相信。
You just need to believe.
神的恩典就临到你。
Then the grace of God will be upon you.
你里面就有喜乐的满足。
And you have this joyful satisfaction in your heart.
神今天的目的不是叫我们闹饥荒。
God's purpose is not for us to continue to live in famine.
是叫我们因着我们里面的不满足而得到真正的永生。
But because of this famine in our hearts, He wants us to seek for eternal life.
所以求主今天赐福在座的每一位。
May God bless each one of you here today.
你需要，你既然来到这里。
You come here today, you have a need.
你就要得到神给你的礼物。
You want to receive this gift from God.
礼物是不需要付代价的。
This gift you don't have to pay a price for.
因为这个代价我们付不起。
Because we can't pay this price.
神的儿子替我们付了。
The Son of God has already paid this price for us.
我们只需要接受。
We only need to accept it.
我们只需要相信。
We only need to believe.
愿神祝福我们当中每一位。
May God bless each one of you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
再祷，我愿意为每一位愿意接受、愿意相信、愿意得到这个福气的人祷告。
I want to pray for everyone who wants to believe and accept this great blessing.
我愿意，今天你离开这里的时候，你里面满了平安跟喜乐。
I really long for you to be able to leave this place full of a peace and satisfaction in your heart.
我愿意为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
我愿意求神赐福给你。
I want to pray to God to give you this blessing.
在我祷告以前，我愿意我们在这里的每一位做一个表示。
Before we pray, I want to see a proclamation from you.
如果你觉得你要得到这个永生，
If you feel that you want to receive this eternal life,
你要得到真正的平安跟喜乐，
You want to receive this true peace and joy.
你要解决你永远的问题，
You want to solve this matter of eternity.
你愿意得到神给你的福音，
You want to receive the gospel from God.
你在神面前有一个愿意的心。
You have such a willing heart before God.
请你现在把手举一举就放下。
Please raise your hand quickly. You can put it down after you raise it.
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。还有没有？感谢主，感谢主。还有没有
？Anyone else?
感谢主，感谢主。还有没有？感谢主，还有没有？我们每个人都需要。
We all have this need.
愿意你把心向神打开的时候。
As you open your heart to God,
平安喜乐，神的爱就充满在你的里面。
Peace and joy and the love of God will fill your heart.
他愿意每一个人都得救。
He wants everyone to be saved.
他不愿意有一个人下地狱。
He doesn't want to see anyone go down to hell.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we're willing.
只要我们相信。
As long as we believe.
神的恩典，永生。今天就临到你。
The grace of God and eternal life come upon you. Let me ask you one last time.
还有没有愿意相信耶稣的，请你把手举一下。
Anyone who also wants to believe in Jesus, please raise your hand.
刚才没有举的，有挣扎的。
If anyone is still struggling,
我为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
这福音就是你的大能，要救一切相信的。
This gospel is your great power that will save all.
我们感谢你，今天有好多位他们愿意相信你。
We thank you that there are many who wants to believe in you.
我们把他们恭敬交在主的手中。
Lord, we place them into your hands.
求你的宝血救恩的功效现在就显在他们的身上。
We pray for the work of your precious blood.
你就洗净他们的罪。
You cleanse their sins.
把永生赏给他们。
Give them eternal life.
把他们的名字写在羔羊的生命册上。
And put their names on the book of life.
叫他们不但是罪得赦免。
That not only are their sins forgiven.
叫他们里面得着满足的喜乐。
May they have this joy of satisfaction
in their hearts. 我们把他们恭敬交在恩主的手中。
Lord, we place them into your hands.
愿主在他们当中做主做王。
May you reign as Lord and King of their
lives. 加上你加倍的祝福与恩典。
Give them your blessing and your grace.
保守他们的信心。
Protect their faith.
一生走在你的道路上面。
That they may walk with you all their life.
愿神的平安喜乐常与众人同在。
May the peace and joy of God be with you always.
谢谢主耶稣。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
荣耀归给神。
May all glory be to God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.